You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, Eye in the Community, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois.
Lonely, hi, Mr. Lonely, I have nobody to call my own. Yes, that's why I'm lonely, hi, Mr. Lonely, wish I had someone to call on.
Welcome back to our final segment of this edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show, Eye on the Community. Definitely have our eye on the community here in Woodridge, Illinois. My guest is Peter Guerin, who is an awesome singer and performer. And Peter, now we want to talk about your website. As we mentioned off the air, that you've kind of re-updated it, and this is now a good resource for people to find out more about you then.
Yes, the website, they can do it two ways. They can go to peterguerin.com, and that'll take you to the website, or directly to the website would be peterguerin@sbcglobal.net.
Oh, great. So, and that's got, of course, your schedule of events. So at any time people are listening to this, like we were mentioning, that you're playing all the time, so people can check into the website frequently to see where you're performing then.
That's probably the best way to find out where I'm at, unless they can also send an email, their email address. We send out email blasts for each engagement. Even we do some hard copies, the snail mail every now and then. And they can, if they don't have access to a computer, they come and see me perform someplace. They can fill out a mailer card, and we'll actually send them a hard copy card to let them know where I'm performing for the next month or 2 months.
And as far as performing now, the general Chicagoland, again, it varies. You know, you play all over the place, but Bennett. Basically, generally, the Chicagoland area is where you perform? Or
pretty much now. I spent 6 months a year on the road, and pretty much now I stay close to home most of the time. I mean, I still go on the road, but not like I did before. It's mostly in the Chicagoland area. And you know, even I, excuse me, even I consider, you know, Milwaukee, the Chicagoland area, we do the fest up there. And some fine venues that we perform at, Tony Spavone's restaurant for one, we do every now and then. We go in and do a one-nighter with the band. And different venues that we play, restaurants that are known for their great food. And then, of course, the festivals and everything. All these places can be found on the website.
And we mentioned off the air, Peter, about you performing actually a Valentine's Day concert. That seemed kind of like a nice event. Now, is this something that you usually do every year, try to play somewhere like a Valentine's Day thing?
Well, yes, we used to always do a Valentine's show somewhere in a hotel, banquet room. But now we enjoy the smaller venues. Saturday, I'm in a great restaurant in Arlington Heights called Clemente's. We're doing a Valentine's show that Saturday night before the 14th, this coming Saturday. And it's a very intimate. It'll be a lot of fun. It only holds about 100 people. So I believe actually they were already sold out when the last I heard, which was a couple days ago. But it's a great place, and they can just check out the website and see where I'm at and where I'm performing at all the time.
Okay, Peter, and now as far as the music, of course, during this interview, we're hearing some of your nice music. Now, you're mentioning that this new CD, The Story, is going to be available, and that'll be available to the public. I mean, is there any other CDs? I mean, this one CD we have, you know, from years ago, is that, you know, available? Can people purchase your CDs?
They can purchase them through the website. All our CDs, and that there's an interesting thing about that Growing Concerns CD. It was purchased. They sold the master to an organization in the UK. That CD, as of today, within the last year and a half, has sold 250,000 copies. Which in album status, that's a gold record.
Wow, that's something. But as of now, you have not been recognized. I mean, as far as receiving anything,
No, we're a couple of the guys from the group and myself. We're working on some attorneys to get what's coming to us.
Exactly. We wish you the best of success with that. Okay, Peter, as we get down to the nitty gritty, you know, we were mentioning, you know, you had a great career as a, you know, Elvis tribute artist, still performing today. And now on the website, is there a particular situation where it says you're performing as Elvis? I mean, kid, like if somebody's interested in Elvis or they're interested in, you know, the Rat Pack music or, I mean, is there anything that tells you that or?
Well, it usually just says where I'm performing at, but wherever I'm performing, there's always an Elvis show. Whether it's a festival or a club, at least part of the night. If I'm doing a festival and it's an hour show, then half the show is doing Roy Orbison, Lil Dean Martin, some oldies, and then the other half of that show would be the Elvis show, where I put a costume on and come out and we do the Elvis show. If it's in a venue like a nightclub or a supper club, it's usually always the third show of the night is the Elvis show. Because we do a warm-up show, a little dinner music, a little schmoozing with the audience. Then we come out with our second show, which is like oldies and Roy Orbison. And then our third show is always the tribute to Elvis.
Okay, Peter, and now between, you know, performing live and the CDs, then you're pretty busy. Then this is like a full-time endeavor still for you.
Oh, yes. Yes, it still keeps me quite busy, and that's the way I want to be.
Okay, Peter, want to thank you so much for your time. Any final thoughts for us?
Well, Mike, I'd like to thank you for having me here. I appreciate it, and I wish you a lot of success. And I just want to thank you, and I hope you enjoy my music, no matter what it is.
Oh, okay. My guest has been Peter Guerin, and you've been listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, I Am the Community, and please catch us again next time.
So